bit later. All right, that was really blessed. Praise the Lord for you, Sand. It's great if you have two services, then you can go through the set list twice. And the second time, it's even better because then you forget about the songs. Just focus on God. That's actually what I want to share about tonight is just enjoying God. And actually, for the next 3 weeks, I want to invite you on a journey with me to enjoy God, enjoy work, enjoy life, enjoy what God has given you. So the next 3 weeks, I'm going to be sharing, tonight I'm going to be sharing just out of the Word. But so many times we get stuck in performance. So many times we get stuck in doing things for God. So many times we get stuck in life that we forget that we're here to enjoy God. And God is actually glorified by us enjoying Him. And then secondly, enjoyed by Him. That's probably most of what I'm going to be sharing about tonight. God enjoys us when we find out who we are and we live the lives that He's called us to live. When we are at home in ourselves. And so like I said, on the next slide, you can see for the next 3 weeks, I'm going to be speaking about Isaiah chapter 65, verse 17 to the end, verse 25. And so like I was sharing just now, there's three sections to that, lots of joy. Actually, the scripture speaks about prophetically speaks ahead about when Jesus comes, and metaphorically about the second creation. So the first creation was the first Adam God created. Adam God created man and woman, but then Scripture calls Jesus the second Adam. So there's a second creation. In the Scripture, you'll see, and I'll read it for us now. But you'll see that it speaks about the new Jerusalem. Now, if you didn't know, the church is the new Jerusalem. We are the new Jerusalem. God speaks about us and He says, rejoice. Enjoy God and enjoy us, you enjoying us. Enjoying work, the fruit of your hands. We'll talk about that next week. And building, having fulfillment in work. God wants us to be fulfilled. It's a God-given gift to be able to work. And enjoy children, whether it's physical or spiritual children. God is a father. And we're going to talk a bit about the Father's heart of God. And so God is into the journey. It's an amazing thing about God. He's into the journey. That's what it's about for Him. It's about walking with us in this life. And that's why it's so amazing. When we walk with God, not only do we get the blessing of the journey, but we get the blessing of the end as well. And in this case, Isaiah 65, which I really believe is a promise for us in this time, is when we begin to enjoy God, the scripture says a couple of verses later, then we enjoy God's favor as well. So suddenly, the scripture says exactly this, that when we pray, He will answer. When we even think of something, you'll already know what we want to pray and what we will say, and He'll answer it. Isn't that amazing? It's the journey and the blessing of walking with God. God is really amazing in that sense. So I want to invite you to join me on this journey. So tonight, back to the title, enjoying God and being enjoyed by Him. So firstly, the Westminster Shorter Catechism summarizes the chief end of man as to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. So if you want to summarize the scripture, everything that Jesus says, the Gospels, everything prophesying about Jesus in the Gospels, and everything that explains the life of Jesus in the epistles,